What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Yeah, Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He wants connected my dots and more to my plate. I'm gonna dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I'm Steve Rosenblum. It's Saturday Suckage. I'm here. Let's take roll. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
Random Bears fan.
And the further we do, we suck.
Terry Bars.
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks.
I wouldn't say seeking perfection. It's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I'll tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun. But there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucked to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Damn Tomlin.
It all sucks. It's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
Still the best. He's so... Can we trade for him? AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
JD Martinez.
They say we suck. Let's suck. Let's go suck together.
Let's go have fun sucking.
Zach Eflin.
It sucks. It's as a result of us sucking.
And let's welcome to the Suckage Roll Call, Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Tyler Farrengel.
I suck, so you all don't have to.
No, you did that. You got Clayton in there. That worked, right? Could people understand it? You can text us. So text us at 312-644-6767, and we'll get it in 20 minutes or something like that. The delay always irks me. But I guess if it were the same, if it were on time, it would be radio. We're doing radio here. So it's free. And if it's free, it's me. I'll take three. We'll do 3 hours of Saturday Suckage for you today. And we will broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score. Listen to this. I know Trash Panda will listen to this, so he has nothing to say anymore. Our phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. Phone number here at the Score also gets you to our text line, 312-644-6767. Now, I bring up the app and I bring up the phone number because this is it. The Bears 2025 training camp begins today. Sort of. This is like the half day at school. Remember when you... Tyler, would you go to school like the first day was not really first day, it was a half day, and right?
Yeah, all the like icebreakers, getting to know each other type of thing.
Yeah, so this was the Bears rookies report today. Doesn't say they're going to hit anybody. I don't think they're going to report today. The veterans report on Tuesday. So this is, I don't know, Ben's day camp before it becomes Ben's rage room. And that should start on Tuesday. Now, the matter of the rookies reporting today was isolated, being discussed yesterday on the Rahimi and Harris show. Rami Makhlouf was sitting in for Marshall Harris. They were at Gallagher Way, right outside Wrigley Field, before the Cubs won Game 1 of the World Series against the Red Sox. If you were listening to the show, and you should... every day, 10 to 2, the Five on It segment featured a question that would turn into like a group project with Lawrence Holmes and Mark Grody, and it was a round table, missing only George Hoffman and his famous Score round tables. Kids, ask your parents about George Hoffman. Shorty George was a reporter, and he did these round table things, and toenail fungus, good or bad. And then he'd have a bunch of people sitting around doing that. But the good thing about George is he always fit neatly into the overhead compartment. But that's not why he called. The question was phrased thusly, one of the Five on It questions. Which Bears rookie will have the biggest impact this year? Good question, but not my question. But we'll give you their answers. Layla.
It's Ozzie Trapillo.
Rami.
I was working draft night, and he said he wants to kill people and take their lunch money. I was instantly a fan.
That's
and right. That's the mentality you need to play that position. That's my guy right there.
Shamar Turner is who he's talking about. He plays violent. I like that. Lawrence Holmes.
I'm going to go with Shamar Turner as well.
Mark Grody.
I am going to go, ladies and gentlemen, with second-round pick, Shamar Turner.
Well, there seems to be a landslide there for the defensive tackle. But my question to you, fellow Suckageers, 312-644-6767, my question to you, Tyler Farrengel, is this. I'm going to tweak it. Which rookie must have the biggest impact? Must is the operative word. Must have a great season, or there's just going to be a whole lot of piddling down their pants. 312-644-6767. Look at that. Me getting the phone number right here on the Score after 20 years. Call or text. Again, I hate that the text line is on such a delay, but on the Odyssey app anyways, but if it wasn't delayed, it would be real radio. And this is supposedly real radio. It may suck, but it's free. So take that. Anyways, Tyler, before I get your answer and why, here are the drafted rookies. Let's go over that, okay? Let's discuss that. Tight end Colston Loveland, still recovering from the kind of pre-injury the Bears love in their high picks. If you're not hurt, you're not a Bears draft choice. Not up high, anyways. Second round, they're all signed after all the kerfuffle of guaranteed money. Wideout Luther Burden III, left tackle Ozzie Trapillo. Or I guess we'd just say tackle, right? We're not sure. And the much-shouted Shamar Turner. Third round, nobody. And that's a good thing. Bears traded out of it. See Velus Jones and the pre-injured Karan Amagaji for details. Don't let Ryan Poles can't even say the words third and round. He's not allowed to. He sucks so much there. Fourth round, linebacker Ruben Hippolyte. Okay. Fifth round, cornerback Zoff Frazier. Sixth round, offensive lineman Luke Newman. And in the seventh round, running back Kyle Manongai. So, which rookie, and I'm not going to list all the undrafted free agents they signed. Like, there's 40 new faces showing up to camp, which is good for a 5-win team last year. They needed 40 new faces, and starting with the coach and the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. The coach is the offensive coordinator. All of this is seemingly better. It looks better even if it won't play out that way. But the fear that it might not play out that way might hinge on a rookie. A lot of teams do that. So, in using the operative word must, which rookie must have the greatest impact? What's your answer, Tyler Farengel?
Well, I think it's easy because the most important player on this Bears team is obviously Caleb Williams. He cannot get sacked 67 times like he did last year. And I have a pretty darn good feeling with Braxton Jones's health being sort of a question mark. The rookie who must have the biggest impact is Ozzie Trapillo because he is going to find his way in the starting offensive line rotation week one. I think it's a foregone conclusion. We're already looking at him seeing significant playing time. So Caleb Williams needs to get his sacks reduced by a significant amount. Ozzie Trapillo must have the biggest impact on this team out of all the rookies.
Very well done, Tyler. That was my answer to give away to cut to the chase.
Sorry, Rosie.
No. I think it's excellent that you finally learned to think like me. I think you'll be a better person for that. The question is nuanced for exactly the Shamar Turner. See, I love the whole idea of Shamar Turner. If we didn't have him as a draft choice, we would have to create somebody like that. Because that's the kind of anger and violence and hate and destruction and dismemberment that the 85 Bears were all about. That's what you want in your Bears defense. But it was nuanced the way I did it in that Shamar Turner could have, let's say he gets 8 sacks. Let's say he goes all Mark Anderson, right? Mark Anderson suddenly shot out of nowhere and into the back. He gets 8 sacks. Shamar Turner gets 8 sacks, forces 2 or 3 fumbles, right? That's a great impact there. But not, as you say, if Caleb Williams is eating turf every other play. Or if the running game sucks, then you're just as screwed. But here's another way of looking at it, right? If, let's say, Colston Loveland travels to Lourdes and he seeks this sweet water of miracles and he's healed and he becomes Sam Laporta, which is the way Ben Johnson imagines everything, right? Isn't that what we're waiting for? Sam Laporta, Colston Loveland? And he becomes a favorite target. And all is happy in offense land. But let's say Montez Sweat is in Montez Sweat, and Dio is in Dio, and they've misjudged, I don't know, let's say Grady Jarrett gets hurt, even though he's tough and ready, and you know what, and friends up, all the people up the middle are foot wipes, then what good does it do? Colston Loveland, in that case, could have the bigger impact. But in that case, Shamar Turner would be needed if you've got trouble up the middle. Or maybe Kyle Manungai could have the greatest impact. Seventh round running back, right? We knew they needed running back. Andre Swift's history tells you he's only valuable if he gets traded. He's only valuable if he leaves your team. He left Detroit for Philadelphia. Detroit got better. He left Philadelphia for the Bears, and the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Connect the dots, people. Connect the dots, Ben Johnson. He's got to be talking up DeAndre Swift just to keep the trade value up there. He can't believe that. Nobody who's seen what's happened with DeAndre Swift and the teams he has left could imagine that. So Manungai is he's the running back. He runs with power. Gives the Bears ball control. But if Williams is running for his life on third down, although, you know, I kind of want Caleb Williams running for his life. Because from what we've seen, he's a lot better in chaos than in the controlled offense under center. He can't really play under center. He's better in that chaos. He's playing football out there. And he's got a lot more. I just have a lot more faith in him. I've seen it when he's running around there and he's doing stuff in the last couple minutes. Now, maybe that was because of the joke that was Bears offense last year, but it was okay. That's not why he called. I'm off on the. Or maybe you think Luke Newman, the sixth rounder, for exactly the reasons you mentioned. Only now throw Ozzie Trapillo in there to get hurt, and now you've got a whole bunch of guys. So Ozzie Trapillo's hurt, and Braxton Jones isn't here, and Karan Amagaji is apparently punching the loyalty card for stitches or whatever he needs done, and now Jonah Jackson. Right? The guy who got hurt with the Rams, then got benched. The Rams aren't bringing him back because the guy in front of him is playing better. And the Bears and Ben Johnson signed him. Okay, Luke Newman could be your utility infielder playing all over. Maybe he has to have that great year. Maybe he's the guy. But we're in the same area. We're in the right area. And Luther Burden, the third, may be the most exciting thing about the Bears, right?
He's the biggest wild card for sure.
And he could light it up. And he could make Ben Johnson's offense that much more electric, the big plays, all of that stuff. But again, Shamar Turner isn't there to help on the defensive line. Then clearly, three of our four panelists from before were right about Shamar Turner being most important. But I think I'm with you on that. The post 68 sacks, the near record of 68 sacks, whatever PTSD Caleb Williams has from that makes Ozzie Trapillo my choice as the Bears rookie who must have the greatest impact. And again, opportunity is going to be there for the reasons you said. Braxton Jones is just, there's not a whole lot of hope that he's going to be healthy. And opportunity, well, we should have the Herb Brooks speech about opportunity. Great, great accomplishments come from great opportunity. And that's what you have here, boys. A great opportunity. That whole speech is wonderful for Miracle. 312-644-6767. We're going to have to make the... Oh, wow, look at this. I can't read this. We're going to have to make the type bigger. Why is it so small? 917 texter, you sucked now, and you sucked 20 minutes ago, too. 815, nothing sucks more than getting old. Not even this show. Really? Oh, what a drag it is getting old. Here's a really good answer. 309. This wins. Checkmate. The rookie must have the biggest impact is Ben Johnson. Thanks. Hi, AF in Galesburg. Wake and Bake Club rules. A Wake and Bake Clubber came up with a right at. That's it. Rookie head coach Ben Johnson. He reports today, too.
I didn't even think of that.
It's game over. That's it.
I'll give it to the texter. Great answer.
Yeah. It's got to be done. Did we have a phone caller? Because I can't see this. Somebody move the phone. No? Okay. 708. It's got to be first round pick Loveland. He's got to show up as your first pick between Johnson and Poles. You know what? It's an interesting thought. Not about Colston Loveland, because we already discussed that. But the idea is the first pick between Johnson and Poles. Well, I will deal with that later. And I don't think it's between anything. And I'll tell you why later. But next, we are going to bring on our first guest. I should list the guests, and I'll do it in reverse order. Carmen Vitale, NFL reporter for Fox Sports and analyst for Marquee Sports. She will be here. She's on X at Carmi V. She'll be here at 1. We will talk Bears and rookies. And she was talking about the Dennis Allen effect, which would be great. Here's our Shamar Turner question again. I mean, there are other – Montez Sweat has to – he can't suck. He's got to be good. He's supposed to be the multiplier, and everybody's making excuses for Montez Sweat last year. Like, well, they need somebody. Well, they signed Dio. No, you're supposed to be the multiplier. If you're the multiplier, you don't need guys like that. So stop sucking. Well, they added guys anyways. So Carmen will be here at 1. At 12, Megan Montemurro, Cubs beat writer for the Tribune. Look at that. The best team in the National League. I have a question, Tyler. I have the question that we're going to ask Jed, and it's Theo's question. Maybe it's Owen Casey. Maybe it's Owen Casey that for a deal that includes Zach Gallen and Eugenio Suarez and going all in. Does Jed have the nerve? Why don't we ask Jed Theo's question? If not now, when? Best record in the National League? If not now, Jed, when? That's at noon. We'll ask Megan now. We won't make her act like Jed. Well, she probably will. She talked to Jed enough. She'll have her answers. And after this break, Chris Emma, Bears reporter for The Score, Bears rookies report today. And the important question is, what will their reporting do for the Cubs' chances of re-signing Kyle Tucker? I think that's how it works, right? I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurices to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hola, Coach.
Classic sports talk. Welcome in, welcome back. 630 texter, a common Saturday occurrence on our way to the grocery store is me asking my wife when the Cubs game is. When she said 6:15, I got excited for Saturday suckage. She asked her phone if Wake and Bake would be on. It immediately sent her to the Wake and Bakery in Homewood. Turns out they have many infused products and quite a vegan menu for her as well. We plan to visit them soon. Thanks to her, the score hostage. We're proud to be able to hold you and your wife hostage on Saturday suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. The Bears rookies report today. Let's go to the guest hotline and find out what that means, if it's a half day, if it's that day in school when you show up and it's all recess, and what it means. Joining me on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for The Score. Download the Circa app today. Welcome, Chris. Thanks for making time today. So what's the agenda, the itinerary? How is school going to go today on this first day? Is it Camp Ben Johnson or is it Ben's Rage Room?
Rosie, always good to Wake and Bake with you. Yeah, rookies are at Hallis Hall today. And the big thing, of course, is the medical onboarding. They will go through their physicals, and that's especially important as it pertains to both Colson Loveland and Luther Burden. Colson Loveland in particular, because you're talking about a guy who had a timeline of late July for full recovery from the shoulder surgery that he had in late January. And he says he's feeling good. He said he should be close to good to go. I think the doctors will get a full sense of how they can onboard him when he gets onto the field. I would imagine there's probably a little bit of time where he's catching up, where they're acclimating him to this game and to these practices, but it won't be long before you'll see Colson Loveland out there in full go.
So is anybody giving you a timeline, including Colson Loveland? I heard an interview, Spiegel and Holmes replayed something with Josh Friedman on from Channel 9 from GN, an interview with him that sounded like the kid himself was saying, well, no, I'm not behind. No, I'm not ahead. No, I'm right where somebody wants me to be. And it sounded there was a lot of whole lot of hedging. And maybe he's learning to lie like an NFL player, because they do a whole lot of that in the NFL. Do you have a sense of what's accurate here, Chris?
I wouldn't make much of that. I think that is a rookie trying not to tip the team's hand in terms of how he will be handled the first week or two of training camp. He had been honest initially and said that he's looking at late July for fully cleared, ready to go. He's talked about how the shoulders felt good. Obviously, there's a lot more that goes into it. Like, there's the getting up to full speed. There's the conditioning aspect, because he had to miss out on a lot of that work. And, turning those mental reps that he got in the offseason program into on-field stuff and getting that comfort level established. So you're talking about still a couple weeks at least of getting truly caught up, but I think he'll be out there probably in a limited variety to start out camp when they get to their first practice and full on Wednesday, and they'll go from there. I'm not too concerned about it. Obviously, they knew that this injury and this surgery was part of the process. It sounds like, if anything, he might be ahead of schedule, just given what the initial timeline was of late July. So they'll get a better sense of that today, and they'll build out a plan for him.
So I started the show with using Layla and Rami on Raheem and Harris. They asked a question on Five on it, and they said, "Which rookie will have the biggest impact. And I tweaked it because I looked at it as which rookie must have the biggest impact, or there'll be a whole lot of piddling down one's pants or a team's pants. And Tyler and I were in agreement on Ozzie Trapillo, and we're looking at the rookies, which one, in your opinion, must have the biggest impact this season?
You know, I think I'd go, if it's must, I'd say Luther Burden. Like, you took a guy who he had a lot of talent on the board there with the number 39 pick, and they took him there because they thought he was simply the best player available, that he was a guy who, despite them not desperately needing a wide receiver, somebody who can make a significant impact in this offense. So I put that on him to some degree, certainly Colson Loveland as well. In terms of which rookie do I think will have the biggest impact, I think I'd go with Ozzie Trapillo. I see him as a starter. I think he's going to be starting week one for this football team, and they drafted him with the hope that he could, you know, take the bull by the horns and go. And he's got everything it takes to be successful in this league. I love the ability to combine physical play with technique and fundamentals. And he's got that. He's got a lot to prove now once you get into training camp. They've not done full pad, full speed practices yet, obviously. That's not part of the rules. You're a couple weeks away from doing that. When you start out that second week of training camp, you really get going on that. That's when you're going to see how a Ozzie Trapillo looks. And he's going to be going up against Montez Sweat every day and guys like that. And it's different at this level. You're not in the ACC anymore. You're in the NFL. So I think he's up for the task. I really believe in Ozzie Trapillo, and I have high expectations for him.
Well, he should be. Let's say he's going up against Dio Odengbo, right? Dio is on the right side, and Ozzie Trapillo is the left tackle. Let's say that's it. That's the setup. And Trapillo is successful in blocking him. He got good feet, holds like a veteran, and keeps him away from Caleb. Like, do you think, are you likely to think this left tackle, this rookie is really good, or the Bears just wasted a bunch of money on a right defensive end?
I mean, you could, if you want to be the negative Nancy, you're welcome to do that in terms of training camp.
I'm asking the question
Chris. You got 17 games for that. I don't know. Let's be Stevie Sunshine here. Let's throw the rookie some props if that's the case. I don't know. It's hard. In terms of Odengbo, like, you want to see the sack production go beyond where it's been, and it's not been there in the case for his time in Indianapolis. Like, he's been a productive, disruptive player, but clearly they're banking on him being an impact guy for this defense. So you got a lot of time to draw up the Dio Odengbo report card here.
My guest is Chris Emma. He covers the Bears for The Score. You've got The Score. You're listening to The Score. It may suck, but it's free. Always remember that. And we're talking Bears rookies report. So they're going to have practices amongst, the kids are going to play amongst themselves, right, for the next couple of days, Sunday, Monday, and then the veterans report Tuesday. So they'll go through physical. So there'll be essentially 3 days. Are the Bears rookies going to hit each other, or are they just going to be going through dance steps?
Yeah, hitting is not permitted yet. It's kind of an extension of rookie camp, as was that 3-day OTA period they had at the end of veteran mini camp. So it's more an extension of that, taking what you learned from that point, taking it to the field. A lot of meetings. Obviously, today, like I said, is mostly the onboarding stuff, the medicals and whatnot. Wednesday morning, it's going to get real. That's when you get the full team out there, your first full practice with Ben Johnson leading training camp, and onward we go.
That was the answer that a texter who's in Galesburg, high AF, he had the right answer to the question of all of our guesses about which rookie must have the greatest impact. Ben Johnson. That's his answer, and that's the high. It came from a Wakenbaker, and I think we have to listen to them. That's gospel. Anyways.
Absolutely. That's your audience.
Back in old Riderly days and showing up at training camp, I covered the Rams on the beat, and the phrase was ride him early. So there were guys who were really good stories that weren't going to be around later. You can always write about the quarterback or the receiver or whatever it is. That guy was going to be around. But there were good rookie stories or undrafted free agent stories. So ride him early. So there will be those guys. We'll see that, because there's nothing too small that we can investigate and twist inside out and do everything but take to a Coldplay concert. So, Chris Emma, ride him early. Who are the guys who should be written early?
Gosh, that's a great question. I just...
No, you need to do this, Chris!
I love that you mentioned that, because that's always on my mind during training camp, but watching these guys who are the standouts and, you know, probably doesn't have a chance. Maybe this guy's got an outside shot. I remember, I think I was first in line of the Tyson Bajan story a couple years ago. Ooh. And sitting down with him and getting out in front of that, just, you know, P.J. Walker was there. You didn't think Tyson Bajan was going to be QB2, and sure enough, there he is starting games that year. So I don't know yet. And those things kind of catch you as practices go on, and guys certainly catch your attention. It's too soon. Ask me in early August or mid-August, and you really get a sense of those guys who are going to be, you know, the preseason games help. You get some sample size in that. I always got my tentacles up, and I'm always ready to go for those stories. But those got to happen organically, so you can't force it.
So Caleb Williams, again, you're right when you said we were talking about the most important person there next to Ben Johnson, and their relationship is the most critical, or whatever comes down at Halas Hall, whatever gets big at Halas Hall. And where does your generic veteran quarterback show up? What has he done already? What has the generic backup quarterback done or said that wasn't done or said last year that allowed this spiraling that Caleb Williams went through?
I mean, look, I want to see Caleb shine. I want to see those days where Caleb is having his way with the defense and the offense is dictating practice. And I covered, now going on my 11th year with this, covering this team, seen 10 years of the defense dominating in training camp. And every day, it's, man, the defense is ahead of things. The offense is struggling. And, well, you know, it's only July. It's only August. And you get to September, you're like, wait, this offense sucks. Like, year after year, I want to see that change. You got a quarterback who's talented, who's got what it takes to be great in this league. And you saw glimpses of it last season. And everything's in place now. You got the talent on offense. You got the offensive line that's been beefed up. You got the head coach to put the scheme right there before him. It's no excuses time for Caleb Williams. Like, there were plenty of them last year, rightfully so. I want to see Caleb Williams take off this year. And I think he's certainly capable of doing that. But beyond that, I want to see those days in training camp for the offense. Man, the offense is ahead of the defense today. Caleb looked great. They're dominating in that two-minute drill and picking apart that. I want to see that. I don't want to see those days where you come back in to the media room after practice and defense is ahead of the offense. Like, I want to see Caleb take off. I know it's a new coach. It's a new scheme. Everything is new and different around him. But if you're truly that talented, and I think he is, you can exceed that acclimation period and really elevate everybody around you. So,
see, football.
That's what I'm going to be watching for.
Football is the Oppo Taco of baseball, right? The hitting's always ahead of the pitching in football. And yep. The Bears have been doing a better job of that. That's why I asked about the veteran quarterback that is supposed to help in the speeding along of the care and feeding of this quarterback. And the idea of him under center, I don't know. I believe it's probably been minimized by the new coach, which would be in his best interest to do it. I don't know that anybody can tell the truth. What do you believe is the truth about Caleb Williams under center?
That's a good question. I need to see it in the scheme to really get a sense of that. I need to see his comfort level with what Ben Johnson is providing to get a sense of what's going to work for him and what's not. Rosie, there's so much you just throw out of last season, and rightfully so. That just stuff that you saw that you can't use that. You can't take that for the future. It just, they messed this kid up so badly last year with this coaching staff, with this scheme, with the dysfunction around him. I don't know. I wish I had a great answer. I wish I learned more about Caleb Williams in his rookie season than I did. And, like, we saw that with Trubisky. We saw that with Fields, wasting these rookie seasons. Come back year two, hoping it's going to be different. I think he can. I think he can this time because of what's around Caleb Williams and the coaching that's in place. But I wish I had a better answer for you. We just didn't learn enough about this kid last season in terms of how he can handle certain things with a scheme, because he didn't have the scheme. He didn't have anything to work with, and he was left out in his own far too often.
Alrighty then. Well, I kind of liked when he was off on his own. Last couple minutes of games could be, with the chaos going on, he was far better than the play calling of some of the people who were cast as offensive coordinators. And I liked the miracles he could pull off. I mean, if they had any kind of adult coaching and any kind of sanity, he'd be a legend for four fourth quarter comebacks, something like that. He'd be a legend already, even if they only won 9 games, 8 games, whatever it was. He'd be a legend. And here we are wondering if he, well, I am. I'm wondering if he can play under center.
And look, Mitch was better in the two-minute stuff in the Temple where it's less coaching. It's more about reacting. And
yeah.
Justin was better playing freestyle and getting away from the scheme that was like, every Bears quarterback is better without the coaching that's there. You want the scheme and the structure to be there. And I think it is now. I think you absolutely have the right guy in charge. Like, it might not work with Ben Johnson. If that's the case, I'm going to be dead wrong, and so many others will. I really believe they got the right head coach in charge. I think they got the young quarterback that can take off with this tutelage, and it's going to be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to getting out there at House Hall and seeing how this thing can develop, because there's hope for the long term for this team. I really believe it.
Well, you better be right, or else you're going to have to stay after class, Chris, on this first day of school for the Bears rookies. Thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it, Chris. Love talking to you.
Take care, buddy.
Chris Emma, Bears reporter for the Score and Rookies Report today. I have this update for you. You're listening to 670 The Score, which can now be heard on both the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Wow, big voice guy saying my name. Cut that out for the sizzle reel. Chicago's classic sports rock talk. Top of the hour, we will talk to Megan Montemurro. She covers the Cubs for the Chicago Tribune. They have the best record. They begin the day with the best record in the National League because the Dodgers lost. And the Dodgers lost because the Brewers beat them, and the Brewers are just a game behind the Cubs. How do they shake this team? I'll talk to Megan about that, and we'll find out. We'll ask Jed the Theo question. We'll see if Jed has the nerve to do what he needs to do. Oh, the question was raised, is Jed doing everything he can under a leash of ownership? Do the owners who get into it because they like baseball suddenly decide they like real estate and money better, and now they're not? I don't know if this will happen to Steve Cohen, but does Steve Cohen have a brother? Is there any way you could have a... Or maybe Justin Ishbia. He'd come in, he'd throw money around. He'll make it rain, right? Tyler, won't he make it rain? Won't Justin Ishbia make it rain? Isn't that a family that does that?
It seems like, yeah, him and his brother. Oof.
Yeah, and he was sitting behind home plate, right? He was sitting right behind the score bug, looking, going, how much could I do? What could I do here? How much? Is that the billionaire they need? Do they need a bigger billionaire? They need somebody to just loosen the reins and say, all right, Jed, you got the money, all the money. Now let's see if you have the nerve and the brains. That's really what it comes down to.
Unload it.
The Theo question is, if not now, when? Judd has to answer that question that Theo asked, if not now, when? And Theo asked that question, made that statement, said that, stood on it, had the nerve to do it, to bring it public after he acquired Aroldis Chapman for Gleyber Torres. If not now, when? They're the best team. They were rolling. They got off to a monster start. If not now, when? Speaking of make it rain, this is quite a thing. One day after Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned as executive director of the NFL Players Association, ESPN reported on Friday that before he stepped down, an outside investigator hired by the union had received documents showing Howell had charged the union for expenses involving two visits to strip clubs. How much do they make it rain? Isn't that what you want to know? Isn't that the question? How much did they make it rain? Howell charged $738.82 for a car service from one visit in Florida in 2022, ESPN reported. Citing a receipt it obtained, Howell and two union employees also visited a strip club in Atlanta during the union's annual summit in February, according to the expense reports obtained by ESPN. That outing involved $2,426 in charges, and union spokesperson declined to comment to ESPN. Lloyd made it rain. And by the way, you can't help but go to a strip club in Atlanta. They're flush with strip clubs the way we have hot dog joints. My friend Bob Schwartz, who wrote the famous hot dog book, should write one, never put ketchup on a stripper and have it from Atlanta. There you go. Making it rain. But if the union was investigating this, why would they not have any comment to ESPN? Union hired an outside investigator. Right? Somebody did. Somebody in the union hired him. And it wasn't Lloyd because he wouldn't investigate himself. And Lloyd's in trouble because he was a conflict of interest. He was the one consulting with people with hedge funds to invest in NFL teams. Well, you can't represent rank and file when you represent management. That just doesn't work that way. But he made it rain, so you got to love that. Do you really? Theo, you're sending me texts, like during the, okay. And I have my phone in my pocket so I won't buzz on the table, Tyler. And now it's buzzing against my thigh because that's where the phone is. All right, so let's play this.
But if not now, when?
There you go.
Didn't want to distract your thought.
That is the dulcet tones of Theo Epstein.
But if not now, when?
The curse conqueror. After he traded Gleyber Torres for Aroldis Chapman, rented Aroldis Chapman. That was what the Cubs needed. Same as they need a starting pitcher and a third baseman. In fact, they might need two starting pitchers. And, I mean, I'll run this by Megan Montemurro at the top of the hour. We talk Cubs. She covers the Cubs for the Tribune. But if you're worried about just the unity in the clubhouse, and you're going to keep Matt Shaw around at his 200 average because you're worried about hail fellow, well met, and that kind of crap. You don't know. You can't possibly know how baseball players think. here's how every player thinks on a trade. They are scared to death they're going to be traded. Nobody wants to leave a good team. Cubs have so many pitching injuries, it's not like it's a real problem bringing in a pitcher. Somebody can always be DL'd. Somebody always will be DL'd, injury real or imagined. But with position players, they're afraid they're going to be traded. And there's a lot of relaxing after some trade deadlines from teams with weaker spined players who suddenly the day after the trade deadline or the first game after the trade deadline, they suck because it doesn't matter. But you make a deal. I mean, you're the Cubs. You're Theo Epstein. 2016. You know what this team needs. You know what this bullpen needs. You know where you need to go. Start at the back end and work your way forward. And here comes 102-mile-per-hour throwing Aroldis Chapman. That locker, that dressing room, the locker room in other sports, clubhouse, they're immediately jacked up. They can't wait to play five games in one day. We got this guy. Management knows we're worth it, and they're investing in us. You don't make a move if you're Jed Hoyer by the deadline. You're telling the team, yeah, we think you're good enough. We don't want to disrupt anything. Guys will look around and go, why can't we get any help here? And the Brewers just aren't going away. And if you think, see, here's the thing about the Cubs needing pitching. The Dodgers showed you only need so much. You need a bat. You might think, well, we could live with Matt Shaw if we get Zach Gallen. The Dodgers start with 12 starting pitchers every spring. And people go, how are they going to get all these people in a five-man rotation? And then by the time they get to the season, they have seven pitchers who are healthy. How are they going to get all these guys in a five-man rotation? By the time you get to the World Series, they're throwing a bullpen game. They throw a bullpen game, and they win because their lineup is long and relentless and doesn't have a Matt Shaw in it. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. We'll come back. We'll talk more Cubs with Megan Montemurro of the Tribune. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.